KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this hour brought to you by White Pole Road Cellular. See them for all of your Verizon wireless and locksmith needs.
Cell phones are a part of almost everyone's daily lives. You see people talking on them, texting on them, checking their email on them. Cell phones do almost everything, and we expect them to always work. Hi, this is Janet at White Pole Road Cellular in Anita, your locally owned Verizon wireless retailer. We have the latest cell phones and accessories, from holders to Bluetooth devices and everything in between. Dean and I can help you with all your wireless questions and help you decide which phone and plan works best for you. And while you're in here, visit with us about Wayne Johnson, who has over 11 years experience in locksmith service. Wayne can help you whether it be for home or business, and will handle all of your locksmith's needs. At White Pole Road Cellular, we know our customers and offer knowledge and experience so you get the best phone for your needs. Give us a call at 712-762-3022 or stop in and see us on Main Street in Anita.
Let's check high school sports first this morning. In wrestling action yesterday in a double duel at Creston, it was Atlantic defeating Clarinda 57-18. Creston downed Atlantic 40-24 last night. Also in a double duel at Shenandoah, Glenwood beat Abraham Lincoln 48-34. Shenandoah over Abe Lincoln 43-28. And Glenwood beat Shenandoah 63-12. In a double duel at Harlan last night, it was Harlan beating Kemper Catholic 47-21. Red Oak beat Kemper Catholic 48-35. At Sydney last night, Corning beat Southwest Iowa 60-24. Corning over East Mills 48-30. Corning downing Exira EHK 64-9. At Coon Rapids Bayard last night, it was Guthrie Center beating Riverside 48-27. Guthrie Center defeating Bedford Lennox 42-30. And it was Coon Rapids Bayard over Guthrie Center 41-33. Also at Panorama last night, Panorama beating West Central Valley 54-15. And also it was Panorama over Griswold 54-18. In high school basketball last night, in boys' hoops, it was St. Albert beating Abraham Lincoln 70-43. Also, Stanton defeating Shenandoah 54-34. In girls' basketball, Shenandoah needed overtime to beat Stanton 61-55. Also last night, Griswold versus Essex and Trainer versus Wahoo, Nebraska. Those matchups succumbed to the weather last evening. They were called off. Well, the third Iowa Girls High School basketball rankings by the Girls Athletic Union released late yesterday afternoon. Here's a peek at this week's top 15 listings. In Class 1A, North Mahaska is number one again this week. Bedford stays at number two, and Arweva remains ranked number three. Exira EHK debuts at number 10 this week. Villisca, also new in the list, they step in at number 11, while Adair Casey drops four places to number 15. In Class 2A, Otobolt Arthur BCIG remains on top, with IKM Manning up a notch to number three. Those two teams face off tonight. Kemper Catholic is rated number five this week as they fall two spots. Panorama is at number 14 in this week's list. In Class 3A, South Tama remains on, actually they're the new number one as they bump up from number two to number one on the list, as Glenwood is up a notch to number seven in this week's poll. Also in Class 4A, Iowa City West remains on top. Lewis Central drops six places to number 15 in this week's poll. In men's college hoops, Ben Simon scored 16 points as Drake rallied in the second half to overtake Eastern Michigan 66-53 last night. Jordan Clark added 13 points and Jeremy Jeffers 11 for the Bulldogs, who outscored Eastern Michigan 42-26 after halftime to win their second in a row and ninth straight at home. That dates back to last year. Bulldogs are now 6-3 on the season with that victory. Scratch Harvard off the list of major college unbeaten teams. The 25th-ranked Crimson went on the road against defending national champion Connecticut, and Tommy Amaker's team found out how far they still have to go to be regarded in the elite of men's basketball. In the only top 25 game of the night, 9th-ranked UConn beat Harvard 67-53. Jeremy Lamb had 18 points and Andre Drummond 12 on 6-of-7 shooting for the 8-1 Huskies. Harvard is also now 8-1. It's the first time the Ivy League school has played with a ranking in front of its name. Well, the 65th meeting between Iowa and Iowa State is tonight in Hilton Coliseum. The Cyclones are 6-3 on the season, and they won last year's meeting in Iowa City 75-72 in Fred Hoiberg's first season as the coach.
You know, it was great to play in these games as a player. It was fun going over there last year and coaching, you know, against those guys. And, you know, it's it means a lot to the state, this whole series, you know, with the Cy-Hawk series. And if we come in here and play hard, you know, I know the crowd's going to be behind us. I know we're going to have a great, great group in here. on Friday night, and we just need to come out and give them something to cheer about.
Hoiberg says he's glad they're playing this one in front of the Cyclone fans.
You know, they've been awesome. You know, we've had you know, some shaky times this year. But, you know, for us to get 12,000 against Prairie View A&M, you know, really says a lot about the passion that the fans have in this program and, you know, how much they want it to go in the right direction. And, you know, hopefully we can make them proud this year.
Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey says he's impressed with the Cyclones' depth, and ISU center Royce White will cause the Hawkeyes matchup problems.
He's smart enough to know that he can bring it down and make plays off the dribble and get to the rim. But he also goes inside, and he offensive rebounds, and he posts, and he, you know, I think one of the things that makes him dangerous is that he really likes to pass, and he's good at it. So he's got the ball a lot, and he's selfish, and he finds his teammates. So, you know, I don't know that I can remember too many guys that are that big and strong who have that skill set.
McCaffrey's,
that, you know, sort of complete skill set.
McCaffrey says it's doubtful that point guard Bryce Cartwright will play. Cartwright injured a hamstring in last Saturday's game against Brown, and he didn't play Tuesday night in a loss at UNI.
He hasn't run since the Brown game, and that doesn't bode well for him playing Friday night, but I wouldn't rule it out. I mean, again, you know, you define playing. I mean, he's not going to start in all likelihood. You know, would he play? Would he play 10 minutes? Would he play 5 minutes? Or would we say, you know what, if he doesn't play in this game, he's got another week before we play Drake. So maybe we'd hold him out.
Iowa's 5-4 on the season coming into tonight's action. We'll have it for you live this evening here on the air. 6 o'clock pregame, 7 o'clock is tip time from Ames. In NBA news, the NBA, as owners of the New Orleans Hornets, won't trade All-Star guard Chris Paul to the Los Angeles Lakers. NBA spokesman Mike Bass says the league is nixing the proposed three-team trade involving Paul for basketball reasons. Lakers forward Lamar Odom would have gone to New Orleans and fellow Los Angeles forward Pau Gasol to Houston, the third team in that trade. Paul can opt out of his current contract with New Orleans after this season. The Hornets have been fielding trade offers in an effort to acquire new players for the star guard rather than letting him walk in free agency. Paul averaged 15.8 points and nearly 10 assists last season. NBA players and owners have ratified the new collective bargaining agreement, effectively ending the 5-month lockout that paves the way for training camps and free agency to open up today. The Boston Celtics have a deal in place to acquire veteran guard Keon Dooling in a trade with the Milwaukee Bucks. It's unclear what the Bucks will get in return. Greg Oden's agent says Portland's often injured center will sign the Trailblazers' $8.9 million qualifying offer today. The deal means the 7-footer will become an unrestricted free agent after the upcoming season. He's played just 82 games over two seasons. Shane Battier tweets that he's signing with the Miami Heat. The 33-year-old free agent forward is entering his 10th NBA season. Battier has career averages of 9.6 points and 4.7 rebounds with Memphis and Houston. A lot more sports after this timeout.
Cell phones are a part of almost everyone's daily lives. You see people talking on them, texting on them, checking their email on them. Cell phones do almost everything, and we expect them to always work. Hi, this is Janet at White Pole Road Cellular in Anita, your locally owned Verizon Wireless retailer. We have the latest cell phones and accessories, from holders to Bluetooth devices and everything in between. Dean and I can help you with all your wireless questions and help you decide which phone and plan works best for you. And while you're in here, visit with us about Wayne Johnson, who has over 11 years experience in locksmith service. Wayne can help you whether it be for home or business and will handle all of your locksmith's needs. At White Pole Road Cellular, we know our customers and offer knowledge and experience so you get the best phone for your needs. Give us a call at 712-762-3022. Or stop in and see us on Main Street in Anita.
Iowa State offensive lineman Kelechi Osemele and cornerback Leonard Johnson have been selected to play in next month's Senior Bowl. Osemele, a senior from Houston, Texas, is a consensus first-team All-Big 12 pick by the league's writers and coaches. Johnson, a second-team All-Big 12 pick this season, has 243 career tackles and 6 interceptions. Osemele and Johnson join Seneca Wallace, Jordan Karstens, and Ataba Rubin as Cyclones who have been invited to the Senior Bowl, a game used by NFL scouts to help determine the player's draft potential. The Senior Bowl will be held on January 28th in Mobile, Alabama. In other college football news, Stanford quarterback Andrew Luck won the Walter Camp Foundation's award as college football's Player of the Year. He also won the Maxwell Award as college football Player of the Year. Baylor's Robert Griffin III has won the Davey O'Brien Award as the nation's top quarterback. A Big 12 QB has won the O'Brien 7 of the last 11 years. Alabama's Barrett Jones won the Outland Trophy as the nation's most outstanding interior lineman. LSU defensive back Tyrann Mathieu has won the Chuck Bednarik Award as the nation's top college defensive player. Oklahoma State's Justin Blackman won the Biletnikoff Award as the nation's most outstanding receiver. That's his second straight. Alabama's Trent Richardson won the Doak Walker Award as the nation's top running back. Texas A&M's Randy Bullock has won the Lou Groza Award as the nation's top place kicker, while LSU's Morris Claiborne has won the Jim Thorpe Award as the nation's top defensive back. Former Notre Dame coach Charlie Weiss has been hired to run the football program at Kansas, which fired Turner Gill after the Jayhawks went 5-19 in his two seasons. Florida coach Will Muschamp already has started compiling a list of potential replacements for Weiss, who left the Gators as offensive coordinator. Weiss won't be on the sidelines when Florida plays in the Gator Bowl against Ohio State on January 2nd. Memphis has hired TCU co-offensive coordinator Justin Fuente to take over its struggling football program. The 35-year-old Fuente gets a five-year deal to replace Larry Porter, who was fired after going 3-21 in two seasons as coach at his alma mater. An Oregon State football player has died after collapsing while playing basketball at a campus recreation center. Several media outlets report that freshman defensive tackle Fred Thompson apparently suffered a heart attack. Thompson is listed as a 6'4", 317-pounder and had no history of any heart issues. Well, the legend of Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback Ben Roethlisberger rose a bit higher in the Steel City last night as Big Ben shook off a painful high ankle sprain to throw two TDs in the Steelers' 14-3 win over Cleveland to delight and awe the Heinz Field faithful. A noticeably limping Roethlisberger, who threw an 11-yard touchdown pass to Jericho Cotchery in the first half, had to be helped off the field after lying on the ground for several minutes after being sacked. It caused Roethlisberger's left ankle to bend awkwardly. Backup Charlie Batch finished the first half. Roethlisberger went to the locker room for x-rays following the gruesome second quarter sack, but he returned to start the second half. He passed for 178 of his 280 yards after the break, and that included a 79-yard scoring strike to Antonio Brown with 2:52 remaining to help the Steelers win for the eighth time in their last nine games. Our relieved Steelers coach Mike Tomlin said the team doctors gave Big Ben the okay to play the second half, and we know what kind of competitor he is. Big Ben said the injury was one of the most painful things he's ever felt. Pittsburgh improved to 10-3 and moved a half game ahead of Baltimore in the race for the AFC North title. Steelers have beaten the Browns 15 of the last 16 meetings. In the National Hockey League last night, Chicago in overtime, a 3-2 winner over the New York Islanders. Florida beat Boston 2-0. Nashville, an OT winner, 4-3 over Columbus. New Jersey went double overtime, beating Ottawa 5-4. Philadelphia down Pittsburgh 3-2. Tampa Bay in a double overtime over the New York Rangers 3-2. Detroit beat Phoenix 5-2. Vancouver in double OT 4-3 over Montreal. It was St. Louis over Anaheim 4-2. Calgary got by Colorado 3-2. San Jose 5-2 over Dallas. And Minnesota a 4-2 winner over Los Angeles. The IndyCar Series will not return to Las Vegas Motor Speedway next season. Its future at the track depends in part on what is learned from the investigation into Dan Weldon's fatal accident. The two-time Indianapolis 500 winner was killed in the opening laps of the October 16th season finale at Las Vegas. The investigation into the 15-car fatal accident is ongoing, and IndyCar has postponed releasing its 2012 schedule until it determines if the series can continue racing on high-banked ovals such as Las Vegas. In baseball news, the LA Angels turned a double play on the final day of the baseball winter meetings. The Halos won the bidding war for the top free agent on the market, coming to terms with Albert Pujols on a 10-year, $254 million contract, that's the second highest in Major League history. Alex Rodriguez inked a $275 million 10-year contract with the Yankees before the 2008 season. Pujols spent the first 11 years of his big league career in St. Louis, where he won where he's a three-time National League MVP and led the Cards to a pair of World Series titles, including this year's win over the Rangers. The Angels also agreed on a five-year, $75 million deal with pitcher C.J. Wilson, who just helped Texas to its second straight American League pennant. The 31-year-old lefty was 16-7 with a 2.94 ERA last season. Just to put the Angels' spending spree in some perspective, the $329 million that Artie Moreno just gave to Pujols and Wilson is $140 million more than the Angels' owner paid to buy the Angels' franchise 8 years ago. Elsewhere in baseball, the Philadelphia Phillies signed outfielder Lance Nix to a two-year contract. The L.A. Dodgers and pitcher Aaron Harang agreed to a $12 million two-year deal. The agent for Alex Gonzalez says the 34-year-old shortstop has agreed to terms of a one-year contract with Milwaukee. The Chicago Cubs have acquired third baseman Ian Stewart and right-handed reliever Casey Weathers from the Colorado Rockies for outfielder Tyler Colvin and infielder DJ LeMahieu. Authorities are awaiting the results of a blood test on James Loney. A California Highway Patrol spokesman says the L.A. Dodgers' 27-year-old first baseman was arrested last month on suspicion of driving under the influence of alcohol. According to police, Loney was taken into custody after his 2009 Maserati hit three cars on the L.A. freeway. Japanese pitcher Yu Darvish has ended months of speculation by announcing that he intends to make a move to Major League Baseball. The 25-year-old right-hander is considered the best pitcher in the Japanese professional leagues. The player known as Miami Marlins reliever Leo Nunez was arrested in his native Dominican Republic, but then quickly released, with authorities saying that he will not face charges stemming from an investigation into his use of false documents to sign a professional baseball contract. The pitcher's real name is Juan Carlos Oviedo, who was arrested outside the U.S. consulate in Santo Domingo, where he had been trying to get a new visa under his real name so he could return to the United States. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by White Bull Road Cellular. Call them at 712-762-3022. They're on Main Street in Anita. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.